On the air everywhere, this is New England Broadcasting.
Welcome to the Ron Van Dam Show. Hold on tight, things can get a bit weird, if you like that sort of thing.
Come Monday, it'll be alright.
Whatever.
Tell me why
I don't like Mondays.
Tell me why
I don't like Mondays.
It's just another manic Monday.
Monday, Monday. So good to me.
Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, good night. It's the Ron Van Dam Show.
Oh, thank you. Thank you very much. Thank you. Thank you very much. I don't know what you gave me, but thank you very much. I'll wear it all the time. Thank you very much. I can't believe you got this for me. This is so nice. Thank you very much. Well, welcome to the program. It is the Ron Van Dam Show. I am Ron Van Dam. I believe it is Monday. I'm not too sure. I haven't checked the calendar. I can't go on what everybody says it is. I have to check it out. I think it is Monday, though. It's the start of a brand new week of what, though? A brand new week of what? This is typically, this begins the most boring part of the year. It's the end of January. February is just around the corner. Is that how you pronounce that word? And nothing happens. There's a few little holidays scattered in. You know, not a big thing, really. There's no big holidays. There's nothing happening. It's too cold to go anywhere if you live in the northern part of the country. It's really insignificant. So, you know, it's some people get, like, depressed. But then that went away because people have been depressed now for almost a year and a half. So that doesn't really matter anymore. But it is the middle of the winter when you have comfort foods. Those are the foods with a lot of fat in them. So they make you feel comfortable and yet dangerously sick. So this is just a, you know, a fun time of the year. Yeah, this has been like a year-long federal holiday in the sense that I mean that everything seems to be closed. You know, this is a federal holiday. So what we do is to fill up the time, we do a lot of cooking, you know, and I know some of you don't know how to cook. I'm going to give you a quick lesson in cooking. You take the crap, you put it in a pan, you heat it up, and you eat it. I don't know what the problem is. You want to get really creative about it? All right, get a piece of meat or chicken or something, put it in a pan and put it in the oven and bake it at 375 and then eat it. And that's cooking. Do you know how to boil water? You're halfway there, especially if you're Irish with the boiled dinners. How is that a thing? How is that a thing? How is that a cuisine? I love the Irish people. I love the alcohol and everything, but how is that a cuisine? How? Tell me. You put water in a pot, then you throw food in it, and you boil it, and then you eat it. How is that a cuisine, possibly? You would have to drink a lot of alcohol in order to pass that off as a cuisine. And they do, and they do. Perhaps probably the friendliest phrase I've ever heard in my life is, "Hey, let me buy you a drink." That is friendly. That's a friendly thing. I found a new activity at 3 o'clock in the afternoon. I changed my clothes. It's something to do. It's a Little Susie by Ray Bryant. What a wonderful background song that is. Oh my God, when they invented background songs, that was the one they used as a poster child. Yeah. Here's something stupid. I want to tell you a little story. This is really stupid. I literally on weekends have absolutely nothing to do. Everything's closed. You can't do anything. So what do you do on a real cold day? I live in the Northeast where it's cold. There's nothing to do. You can't stand outside. It was a beautiful day, but it was too cold to be outside for any period of time. So what do you do? So we decided to do some house hunting. Now, we're not really looking to move. If we saw something we loved, we might consider it. But, you know, nothing big time. But we realized, well, this is something to do. Go into somebody else's home, look around, open up their drawers, look in their closet, peruse through their underpants in their personal undergarment drawers. Now, we didn't do that, but you could have. Go through their medicine cabinet, get some pills, and get the hell out of there. Now, and see how other people live, see how other people decorate, check things out, get decorating ideas for your own house, you know. But you're not supposed to do that, you see, because these real estate agents are there to sell the house. They're not there to entertain you with nothing to do on a Sunday afternoon. But, you know, so I figured, and I felt guilty about it, and I think I told you on a prior show, my father used to do this. My loving, caring father used to do this. He was a frustrated architect. He used to take graph paper and sketch out, you know, various rooms in a house. You know, he built his little house, and he did the graph paper and do these schematics and floor plans and things like that. It's something to do. And, you know, he enjoyed it. And on a Sunday afternoon, there's nothing to do. He'd get us into the car. No seatbelts. What are you talking about? No seatbelts. Get us into the car, and we drive around going to open houses, and we would look inside other people's houses, and he got off on this. I don't know if it was a sexual thing, but it was something to do, and he was into architecture, so, you know, it was cool. And we know we enjoyed it. So that's what we did. There weren't other people doing it except for people that were really looking for houses, really anxious to buy a house. And that's the whole thing. That's what an open house is for real estate agents. Well, now I found out yesterday that with the pandemia, this has become a recognized activity for the family. It is. Yeah, you can't do anything else, but you can go to other people's houses uninvited. So I get in the car with my lovely lady, and we get in the car, and we drive to this particular open house. And we figure, this would be fun, something to do, you know, kill about half an hour, whatever the case may be. Make believe we're looking for a house, not a big deal. And again, if we saw one we liked, who knows? But, you know, not the intent, not the purpose. So we get in the car, and we drive to this address, and pull up in front and go, oh my God, there's a lot of traffic here for some reason on the street. I want to live on this street. There's a lot of traffic. We soon realize that all the traffic is for the open house. In front of this house with the big open house sign are approximately, and I'm not exaggerating, I'm really not, at least 20 cars, at least 20 cars, the entire block, the entire neighborhood. It looks like someone's having a gigantic house party or something, which you're not supposed to have. We park the car, we find a space somewhere nearby, we get out, we walk, and we walk to this open house, and in front of the house, there is a line of people, at least 20 people deep, and I'm not talking about 20 people, I'm talking about 20 parties of people. A lot of people brought their entire family, 4 or 5 people huddled together. They were next online and they were going in as a unit. 20 spots to wait until we could get into the house. Somebody had to leave, and then the real estate agent would say, okay, next. I felt horrible for the real estate agent. Because I know that's not the idea of this. They want interested buyers, not people that are just looking to like getting into a nightclub or something. It was just like, what the hell's going on here? But we waited anyway, because there was nothing else to do in the freezing cold, distanced 6 feet from the next party of people to walk into the open house. And we're next in line. The real estate agent says, okay, next. And he says, please, swiftly if you could. We have a lot of people who want to get in. And I looked at the real estate agent, who looked really rattled. I mean, he wasn't even able to show anybody the house. His job was to stand at the front door like an usher in a movie theater. I felt horrible for him. And I said to him, you should charge $10 a person to get into the house, to tour the house. That way, you can make a lot of money. Screw selling the house. You can make a lot of bucks today. And he laughed, and also he didn't. There were a lot of emotions going through this guy's head. I could see this real estate agent thinking, wow, if I did charge money, this would be worth it. And then I could see on his face, it's obvious that this is just a sham of a sham, that this is not working out for me. There were a range of emotions on this guy's face. Not what he was there to do, to usher people in and out. He wanted to show people the house, but he couldn't. He was overwhelmed. I felt horrible, and yet I did, kill a half an hour. But it was a horrible house, by the way. I would have never moved in there. But my mission was just to do something for half an hour. What a horrible thing to do. And this is what life has turned into temporarily, I hope. What do you think? I'm watching TV. Yes, Ron, are you just going to talk incessantly for half an hour? No, I won't. I'll dance a little bit or something. I'll be serving pie in about 8 minutes and everybody will get a slice. I mean, no, it's not just me talking. No, no. And I'll do a strip tease at about 25 minutes after the show's begun in order to keep you interested. And, it's... Anyway, so I'm watching TV yesterday. 2020 has been the worst year. The winter of 2021 has been not wonderful either, perhaps even worse. And so I'm watching TV. Kids, you're going to love this. Just hang with me for a second about this. I'm watching TV. TV just never seems to change no matter what for some reason. And it's funny sometimes. I'm watching this commercial for Subaru. That's a car, by the way. It's not an Indian deli or something. It's a car manufacturer. It's a Subaru car. And here is the commercial. It runs about 15 seconds. There's a car driving around and people are inside the car having fun. This has been Subaru's tagline forever, but this particular winter it doesn't fit. Here it is.
This will be the best winter ever.
Make this the best winter ever in a brand new all-wheel drive 2021 Subaru Forester. Buy with 1.9% financing for up to 72 months.
This will not be the best winter ever. I don't think it's going to go down in history as being the best winter ever. And buying a Subaru is not going to do it. No, this could be the worst winter ever. That's what you should change your commercial to. Oh my God, Subaru, get with the program. This sucks. Don't you get it? This will be the best winter ever? I don't think so. It's actually funny because it's the opposite. Subaru just seems to be like in their own world or something. How many people? Nearly 500,000 people dying. Hundreds upon hundreds of thousands of people in ICUs fighting for their life. But you know what? This could be the best winter ever. What? Take that stupid commercial off the air. It's not fitting for the present climate. I don't sit on my couch staring at the wall saying to myself, you know what? This has been the best winter ever. And if it's not, maybe if I just bought a Subaru, everything would be great. What are you going to do in your new Subaru? Drive to open houses? Because that's about all there is to do. This will be the best winter ever. Come on, give me a break. Lord.
Hey, did you hear the one about the grumpy old man who hated everything and didn't understand why people do the stupid things they do? Well, you're about to. You're listening to the Ron Van Dam Show on New England Broadcasting.
So how are you feeling? What are you going to do today? You going to take a shower? Here's the funny part. I mean, I never in my life put that on my things to do list. I just automatically took a shower at various intervals in my life. I never had a problem with it. Everything's great. Now, all of a sudden, I find myself writing a to-do list and taking a shower is on it. I mean, I am looking for things to do and to make a deal out of it. You know, well, Ron, what are you going to do today? Are you going to climb a mountain? Are you going to work hard? You have a project? What are you going to do? I'm going to take a shower. That's what I'm going to do. Excuse me? I'm going to take a shower. Yeah, man. I'm taking a shower today. Yeah. I don't know when, but I'm taking it, man. I think I'm going to take it at 3:07 in the afternoon. I'm going to take a shower. That's what I'm going to do. Watch out, world. Here I come. I'm taking a shower. Wow. That's pathetic. Yeah, I know. Yeah, it's come to that. It has come to that. I snorted. Oh, I laughed and snorted. Ooh, that's attractive. That's attractive. Did it ever happen to you? You're with a person of the opposite sex or whatever your pleasure may be. And it's one of those sensual moments. And Barry White is in the background. Not his music. Barry White is actually standing in the background. And you're getting down with it. And you're just feeling this lust throughout your body. And then you say something humorous and the other person laughs and snorts when they look. Well, that kills a mood, doesn't it? That just, and I don't know why it should, but it does. Kills the mood.
You are fantastic. You turned me on.
Oh my God, what did you just do?
I snorted by mistake.
By the way, that's my impression of a woman talking. Accurate?
No, but enough of a different kind of voice that I think you got the idea.
I'm trying to get that down, you know. Do you ever go to this website called Cameo? They sell these little pieces of jewelry, little cameos on a chain. No, that's not what it is. A cameo is they take these has-been celebrities. And when I say has-been, I mean has been. Some of them has never even been a celebrity. It's just their name is familiar. Some of them, that's not even familiar. There has beens. They has been. There has beens. And what you do is you pay a certain amount of money. Could be $50, could be $500, could be $1,000. And they will sit down in their room, these has been celebrities, and they will
personalize a message to a loved one, like happy birthday, happy anniversary, from these loved ones to these loved ones from these has-been celebrities. And it seems like a good idea, but then you sit back and you say, this is sucky. Here's what you do. You go to Cameo. I think it's cameo.com. I have no freaking idea. It's just Google Cameo. Has-been celebrities who are prostituting their questionable celebrity ship in order to send somebody a video message for money. It's not a bad idea. It's just a stupid one. But scroll through the people that they call the has-been celebrity, the celebrity income has-been. Scroll through the celebrities, or at least names you may have heard of, and you'll say to yourself, what the hell is this? That will be your reaction. What the hell is this? These are not celebrities. I mean, come on, man. You're more of a celebrity than half the people on that website. Oh, God. It's prostitution. Anytime you pay for something that satisfies an urge or a want, that's prostitution. Yeah. I bought a washing machine about 6 months ago. Here's what I did. I went into the appliance store. There was a woman there, and I walked up to her. She was fairly attractive. That's not the point. And I said, I'm looking for a washing machine. She says, we have a sale on the LG washing machines. And then she winked. And I said, well, how does this work? She says, well, you give me money, I'll give you a washing machine you'll never forget. Well, I gave her $700, and she gave me a washing machine, and I'll never forget it. That's prostitution. I don't care what you say. That's prostitution. I went into a convenience store because they had this big lottery thing. You know, you can win $1 billion. Like, I need $1 billion. And what am I going to do with $1 billion? Spend it. So I go up to the clerk and I said, all right, here's my best English. Let's see if you understand me. I'd like to buy a lottery ticket. Give me a quick pick because I don't know what the hell I'm doing. And he says, and he gives me the lottery ticket, comes out of the machine, gives me the lottery ticket, and I give him $1. Prostitution. I called him a whore. I mean, seriously, that's not right. It's just wrong. But we deal in prostitution every day when we buy something, and we just think it's perfectly fine. Until it gets to sex, and then for some reason, that's not okay. I don't get it. It's just another product. I don't know. For some reason, it's not. I have no idea. I don't understand this. I really don't. In a town, I live next to a town, which is more of a city, and all of a sudden, these marijuana dispensaries are popping up all over the place. And sometimes across the street from each other. It's like Walgreens and CVS. It's like Burger King and McDonald's. They're actually across the street from each other. And I never understood that. I never understood that. I never got that. Why do similar businesses, actually exact same types of businesses, open up across the street from each other? Why would you choose that to be? Why would CVS open up a store across the street from a Walgreens? Aren't there other street corners? Why would you do something like that? And it's always the same with gas stations. They open up across the street from each other. One's got a lower price than the other. Sometimes it's exactly the same price. If one of you moved somewhere else where there wasn't a gas station, don't you think you'd do better business? Never thought of that, did you? And by the way, I put a credit card in a slot I pay the money and the gas station dispenses gas into my car, that's prostitution. I don't care what you call it. Money for gas. That's not right. That's not right. That should be illegal. I don't know. I have no idea what the hell's going on anymore. I really don't. Anyway, it's almost time for my shower. It's on the schedule, so I don't have a choice. And once I, then I'll feel clean for at least an hour. Isn't a shower a wonderful thing? It's like raining on you. You know, not a bath. No, don't. You don't sit in your own filth for half an hour. And lighting a candle doesn't make it wonderful. I'm sorry. Lighting a candle on the side of the tub doesn't make it a clean experience. You're not cleansing your soul. You're sitting in your own body filth. So let's not go there. But taking a shower is just like, it's just refreshing your whole body. It's like changing your batteries, you know? Yeah. You like that? I was watching a TV earlier this morning. When I get up, I watch TV. I don't know why. It's just because I'm a human being, I guess. And I have the Comcast people supplying the cable to me, and I'm embarrassed even to say that. And a couple of words showed up in the upper right-hand corner of my TV screen, and it said, "It's time to change your batteries in your remote." Who the hell do you think you are? I will change the batteries in my remote when I want to. I'm not going to be told by a television screen, "Hey, Ron, it's time to change your batteries." I mean, come on, man. How far have we come? "Hey, Ron, time to change your underwear. You've been wearing that crap for 3 days now. It's time to change your underwear." Wow. My TV's telling me stuff. I'll change my batteries when I want to change my batteries. Like when the remote doesn't work anymore and the station doesn't change and the volume control isn't working. Then I'll change my batteries. I don't need you to police my activities on my remote. Every time I talk about my remote, I hearken to my childhood. When I was really young, my father's remote control was me. He would sit on the couch in his underpants. That's my fond memory. And I would sit on the floor in front of the TV set. And my father would say, change that to channel 2, Ron. Would you do that, please? Sometimes please wasn't even part of it. And I was his remote. Could you turn that a little bit? Turn the knob a little bit louder, Ron. Would you do that? I was the remote. But on the screen, there was never an indication. Change your child. This one you've been using as a remote for a long time. Change your children. Get a new child to change the channel. And that never happened. It was just me. I also mowed the lawn for free. My father didn't pay me to mow the lawn. No, did it for free. Why? Because I could. And my father didn't want to. I'm not downing my father. I'm just saying that's the way it used to be a child. Children did things. They actually did chores. And you didn't have to be on the Waltons. Uh-oh. Millennials, the Waltons was a TV show back in the 60s and 70s. And if you saw it, you wouldn't believe it. So I'm just telling you what it was. Don't bother watching it. It's not worth it. It wasn't worth it then. It's not worth it now. This is one show you don't binge watch. You just know it was around and leave it at that. But that's what it used to be. We had chores. I mean, this is what we did. We didn't get paid for them. It was part of our household responsibility. I don't think kids today have chores at all. I don't think they do anything, but maybe they're asked to keep their room a little bit in order or something like that. But other than that, chores, I don't even know how to spell that. C-H-O-A-R-S? Chore, is that? I don't even know. I don't even know the word. I thought that was like getting a large wooden bucket and bringing it down to the well and bringing the fresh water into the home. Isn't that what a chore is? Do I have to till the fields, milk the cow? What's the chore here? Chore my ass. All right, ladies and gentlemen, I'm out of time for today, but I'll be back again tomorrow with a brand new show. But until then, well, I wish you peace. Did I overwhelm you too much?